Guys, thank you for leading us as we pray. We're now going to have our Bible reading. Most of the words, boys and girls, you don't need Bibles because it'll all appear on the screen. Grown-ups, if you'd like to have a Bible, please wave a hand in the air and one of our help team will bring you one over. But we're going to have two Bible readings, which are going to be read to us by Ollie and by Ruth, wherever Ruth is. Ruth's over there. So the first of those Bible readings is Luke chapter 2 and verses 8 to 20.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to the God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and a baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Fantastic. Just before Ruth reads the next story to us, now the next one may be a bit strange to read at Christmas, because it's got nothing to do with Christmas, except I want to show you a little bit later that this story has something amazing to teach us about the Christmas story. You read to us Luke chapter 19 and verses 1 to 10.
Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is the son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
Fantastic. Please sit down. And boys and girls, everything you're going to need is going to be right up here in front of you, so you don't need to look anything else. You don't need to have anything else in your hands. Grown-ups, you may find it helpful to have a Bible open at Luke chapter 19, and I'm hopefully going to explain why that's related to Christmas. Now, boys and girls, I want you to understand, and grown-ups, that inside these three presents is something that's going to help us to understand why Christmas is good news. Inside these boxes is something that's going to help us to understand why Christmas is good news, not just for people out there, but Christmas is good news for you. Why Christmas is even better news than just having a few days off school. Whoop! Not that we're excited about that. It's even better than the fact that tomorrow morning you're going to wake up and maybe there'll be something. What's going to be there in the morning, do you think? Presents, yes. I was a little bit worried. I was waiting for the big truck to deliver my present, but clearly my family are waiting for that delivery, waiting for my big present to arrive. It's even better than the fact that tomorrow we get to eat loads of yummy food. There is something that makes Christmas good news for you and for me. And to help us understand, we're going to open these presents. So you ready to open these presents and find out what makes Christmas good news? One of you is. Are you ready to open these presents?
Yes.
Yes. Good. Okay, so I need some help. Deborah, would you like to come and help me? Come and open the first present for me. Come around here. It's okay, there's plenty of time. Plenty of time, plenty of presents. Right, Deborah, would you open this first present for me? You're going to have to rip it out. Now, what's inside there? Oh, what is that? Should we plug it in? That's good. Do you want to go and sit down for me? What is that? Should we plug it in? Ooh, it's no expense spared here. Look at that. What is that? What is it? Nobody knows what it is. I promise you I didn't rip it off the top of a police car, okay? That would have been unheard of. It's a police light, isn't it? Now, what has a police light got to do with Christmas? Isn't Christmas all about the baby Jesus and the shepherds and the angels? And isn't it all about that? What's the police light got to do with Christmas?
It shows that there's a light that God
takes through. You are very good. Do you want to come and do this sermon for me? That would be brilliant. That's a very good answer. It shows us that there's a light that God wants to shine. But actually, that is true. But I want to show you something else. I want us to understand today that this police light reminds us that the Christmas story, Jesus coming into this world, is the beginning of a search and rescue. Now, we're going to do that together, okay? So we're going to go search and rescue. That's pulling somebody out of something. You ready? Can you do it with me? It's a search and rescue. By the way, boys and girls, you are very quiet today. I got more noise out of the adults that time than you guys, okay? So what is it? Just the boys and girls. Ready? One, two, three. It is a search and rescue. The Christmas story is the beginning of an amazing search and rescue mission that Jesus came into this world to do. The police light, the police siren reminds us of what the police go out and do, doesn't it? So what happens? A search and rescue mission is when they get a phone call, you know, and then they say, oh, you've got to go and help so-and-so, and they burst out of the fire station or the police station or the ambulance station, and they drive off with their blue lights flashing, woo, 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 and they go and find the people who need help, and they rescue them. And the Bible tells us that on that first Christmas, Jesus, the Son of God, left heaven with his blue lights flashing, woo, 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 to come on a, can you do it with me? A search and rescue mission. Now, how do we know that's true? You know, a baby being born in a manger doesn't look like an impressive search and rescue mission, does it? Jesus didn't have a blue light attached to his head when he was born. In fact, as far as we know, there were no ambulances or police cars when Jesus arrived. But we know that Christmas is the beginning of a search and rescue mission because we read about it in the Christmas story. Listen to what the angels said. They said, today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. That first Christmas is the beginning of a search and rescue. Jesus, the Son of God, left heaven, blue lights flashing, because he came to save people. He came to help people. And the story that was read to us a little bit later by Ruth, this is what Jesus said at the very end of the story. Okay, it says, for the Son of Man, that's the title for Jesus, the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. We know that Christmas is a search and rescue mission, the beginning of our search and rescue mission, because Jesus tells us that's why he came into this world. It is the beginning of a, can you do it one more time with me? It is the beginning of a search and rescue. He came to help people in trouble. He came to help people who need saving. So you see, the blue light, although it may seem a bit random as a Christmas present, actually this blue light reminds us that Christmas, the Christmas story, Jesus, the manger, the baby, the angels, Mary and Joseph, is the beginning of a search and rescue mission. Jesus came to help people who were in big trouble. But what kind of trouble are we in? So I need someone. That's what we're going to need the second present for. Would you like to come and rip out what's inside this box? Come and help us. Let's find out why we need a search and rescue mission at Christmas. Would you open up this one? What's inside there? Ah, what is that?
It's a picture of a man thinking.
The picture of a man thinking, okay. And then what's this? Should we open it up? What's that?
It's a map.
It's a map. Whoa, thank you very much. You can sit yourself down. So when would you need a map? Anyone got any ideas? Paris. To find something. But when else might you need a map? To know where you are. When you're lost. You need a map when you cannot find your way. Now, who's ever been lost here? Actually properly lost? Yeah, a few of the grown-ups putting up their hands. Boys and girls, do you know what? I got lost once, and it was actually at Christmas, in a supermarket. And I think Mum had taken me rather foolishly to go and buy the Christmas food with her. And I wandered off, and I got completely lost in this supermarket. I couldn't find my mum. I couldn't find anybody else. And in the end, I thought I'd found my mum, and I held this woman's hand and looked up, and it wasn't Mum. And I was terrified. I was properly lost. Being lost can be really scary. And do you know what? The Bible tells us that before Jesus has helped any of us in this room, the Bible tells us that we are lost. So can you do this with me? Going to go, we're lost. That's what this man is. He's thinking. He's thinking about the way. So can we do that? One, two, three. We're lost. I can't hear you. One, two, three.
We're lost.
Oh, we're lost. We are lost. Now, that's why we need Christmas. That is why we need the start of a search and rescue mission. The Bible, Jesus tells us, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Now, when the Bible talks about being lost, it doesn't mean that we've lost our way. It doesn't mean that we can't find our way home. It doesn't mean that we're wandering around in the supermarket because we can't find our mum. When the Bible talks about being lost, it means that we're in big trouble with God. The Bible word lost means that we're in danger. It means that we're walking towards something the Bible calls destruction. That's what the Bible word when it says we're lost. And to help us think about that today, I've got a little man down here who's going to help us. His name is Zacchaeus. Can you say Zacchaeus? I don't meet many Zacchaeuses today, but it would be a good name if anyone's looking for a baby name. Zacchaeus is a good name. Now, here is Zacchaeus. Okay, Zacchaeus was lost. But you might not realize it to look at Zacchaeus. Because if you were to meet Zacchaeus, he is a very kind of well-dressed man. Doesn't he have nice clothes? And he lived in a lovely town called Jericho. And actually, if you'd have met him, you'd have thought Zacchaeus is not lost. He's got everything he needs. He's got a nice house. He's got nice clothes. He lives in a nice town. And you'd have thought, he's got everything sorted. But can I tell you that Zacchaeus had a problem? Zacchaeus was someone who cheated other people. Zacchaeus lied. Zacchaeus was someone who stole from others to make himself rich, which means that Zacchaeus was somebody who wasn't listening to God. Zacchaeus was lost. Zacchaeus was in, can you give me a thumbs down? He was in big trouble with God. And do you know what, boys and girls? We are a little bit like Zacchaeus and grown-ups. That lots of us may look just right on the outside. We may look just fine to everybody else. But on the inside, we're full of things that mean we're in big trouble with God. Lies, cheating, being selfish. You know, when tomorrow we open our presents and someone says, can I have a go on your toy? What will we do? We'll be like, no, it's mine. Why? Because we may look fine on the outside, but on the inside, we're full of things that get us in big trouble with God. And that's why, can you say this with me? That's why we're lost. That's why we need saving. That's why we need Christmas. We need a search and rescue mission. Not because we're lost and we can't find our way, but because we're lost and in big trouble with God. So I'm just going to put Zacchaeus up here for a moment. Because, can you do this with me? Christmas is the beginning of a search and rescue. We're lost. We're in trouble with God. But that's why we need the third present. That's why we need Jesus. Now, who's going to come and help us? Do you want to come and help us? Come on, come and jump up this way. Let's get the third box open and find out what else, why Christmas is good news. You're going to open it up? What's inside there? Ah, what is that? Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
What is it?
A claw.
It's a cross. Thank you very much. You want to go and sit yourself down? So here's the third thing that helps us to understand why Christmas is good news. Now, isn't a cross all about Easter? Have I got the wrong time of year, do you think? No. Some of you are not knowing. Yes. No. We got people hedging their bets. Yes. Actually, do you know what? The cross, although it is the Easter story, it reminds us something really important at Christmas. It reminds us this, that Jesus saves. Can you do this when we're going to go, Jesus saves, okay? So that's what the cross reminds us. And actually, Jesus is the one who came into our world to save lost people. Come back with me to our story for a moment. So does anyone remember the name of the place where Zacchaeus lived? Anyone remember? Jericho, lovely city, really nice place to live, lots of nice trees, nice big houses, beautiful, beautiful place. And one day, Jesus was on his way to Jericho. Jesus was actually passing through Jericho. He was on his way to go to the cross to save lost people. And as he was on his way through Jericho, where Zacchaeus lived, this man who was lost, who was in big trouble with God, Jesus did something amazing. Zacchaeus, he knew that Jesus was coming. Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was on his way, and he'd always wanted to see Jesus because everyone was talking about him. And so Zacchaeus climbed up a tree because he wanted to see. He was so short, he couldn't see over all the crowds, so he thought, I know how I'm going to see Jesus. I'm going to run ahead and run up a tree, and then I'll get a glimpse of Jesus. And Jesus was coming through Jericho. Large crowds were with him, and he was walking through Jericho, and he did something amazing. He stopped at the bottom of the tree. Is he going to stand up there? Oh, no, he's not going to stand up. He stopped at the bottom of the tree, and he looked up, and this is what he said. I'm going to need my clicker here. This is what he said. He said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. Jesus, on his way to the cross, came into Jericho, and he found Zacchaeus, and he said, I've got to stay at your house. Now, what do you think Zacchaeus did? Do you think he stayed up the tree and said, I'm not coming down? What do you think he said? Yeah, that's right. He came down immediately from the tree, and he gladly welcomed Jesus into his home. And on that day, Zacchaeus moved from being lost. He moved from being someone who was in trouble with God to being inside Jesus' found family. It says that today, this salvation has come to Zacchaeus' home. Today, Zacchaeus has been forgiven for all those things that he's done wrong. Jesus came to seek and to save lost people. Now, how is that true? How is it possible that Jesus can save someone like Zacchaeus, someone who'd stolen money, someone who cheated, someone who was selfish? It was because Jesus was going to the cross. And at the cross, Jesus was punished for all the wrong things that Zacchaeus had done. For all those things that mean Zacchaeus is in big trouble with God, Jesus was punished instead. Jesus swapped places with Zacchaeus. And that's how Jesus saves people. That's why Jesus came into this world. He came to save lost people. And I want to tell you, boys and girls and grown-ups, that as we celebrate Christmas, the same is true for us. Jesus saves. Can you say that with me? Jesus saves. Jesus saves us from all the things that mean we are in big trouble with God. That's why Christmas is such good news, because Jesus came into this world on a search and rescue mission. He came to help people who are lost. And he came to save us by dying on a cross. And boys and girls, Jesus can save you. It happens even today, just like Jesus did, where he goes to the bottom of the tree and he calls up to Zacchaeus and he says, Zacchaeus, come down. I must stay in your house today. Do you know what? Through the Bible teaching today, through going to Treasure Hunters, through coming to church, even today, Jesus is calling people by name And he's saying, you, come down. I must stay at your house today. I want to save you from being lost. I want to save you from big trouble. Maybe this morning there are lots of things that you're embarrassed about, that you feel bad about. Maybe grown-ups, there are those things that we just long that people don't find out about. Those things that we know get us in big trouble with God. But Jesus came into the world on a search and rescue mission to save people like us. So can we do this thing one more time? Christmas is good news. It's the beginning of a search and rescue mission. We're lost, but Jesus saves. And that's why Christmas is good news for you. Even better than having time off school, even better than getting presents tomorrow, even better than all the good food we do. Jesus, the Son of Man, came to seek and to save what was lost. And I've just got one last question for you before we finish. Are you ready? Here's the question. Boys and girls, you're listening very carefully. Will you do as Zacchaeus? Will you come down from your tree, whatever your tree is, and will you welcome Jesus gladly? Because those who welcome Jesus gladly are those that he saves from being lost, and they'll be with him forever. We're going to say a short prayer together. If you'd like to say that prayer with me, you can say amen at the end. But this is a way that you could ask Jesus this morning at this Christmas to save you from being lost too. So let's bow our heads and let's pray together. Lord Jesus, sorry for my behavior that means I'm lost and in big trouble with you. Thank you that you came into this world to save me. Please save me today and help me to start living your way. Amen.